Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. State officials are predicting a surplus of nearly $2.5 billion in the current biennium and a $2.96 billion deficit for the 2028-29 budget. The Minnesota Management and Budget Office says a better-than-expected fiscal year close and higher near-term revenue collections, partially offset by increased spending estimates, result in a projected surplus. But higher health care costs and slow economic growth drive an increased structural imbalance in a couple of years. The U.S. Small Business Administration is reporting a total of $936 million in SBA-backed capital in the state last year. Minnesota District Director Brian McDonald says lending was up by about 10.6%.
Fiscal year 25, we were up about $90 million compared to fiscal year 24. So that's a pretty significant increase. And we were seeing really kind of the big story on this was our 504 program.
McDonald says the 504 program was up by 57% last year. That program helps businesses finance major equipment purchases, property, and capital improvements. A 20-year-old man with an extensive criminal history is in custody following a search warrant in Duluth on Wednesday. Police say Kamari Burnett was arrested after officers seized three firearms, 60 grams of fentanyl, nearly $2,000 in cash, and other evidence of drug sales from his home. Burnett faces pending drug and gun charges and was wanted in Georgia for two murders and a carjacking. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says details of her bridge payment for farmers will be announced alongside President Trump sometime next week. No additional details about the funding package have been released. In other headlines, Minnesota and its fraud problem are under the federal microscope. The U.S. Treasury Secretary announced an investigation will look into claims that stolen money from the state is going to terrorists. Republican Senator Jordan Rasmussen of Fergus Falls.
The sad truth is, with more than $1 billion in known fraud here in Minnesota, we don't know where all of the money is going. But I think there are enough credible allegations to take a look to see if any of this money is ending up in the hands of Al-Shabaab.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is banning federal, state, and local agencies from using city-owned parking lots, ramps, garages, or vacant lots to stage civil immigration enforcement operations. The executive order also directs staff to create signage templates for businesses that want to mark their property as off-limits. The order follows federal plans to target Somali immigrants in the Twin Cities. This is MNN.